Okay, so the question was asked, why are we limited? Why are we not supposed to marry more than one wife? And since when is this and why is this, right? So that's the question. So to answer the question, I'm opening up the Tur Beis Yosef. The Tur was the son of the Rush. The Beis Yosef was Rav Yosef Karo. So this is the basis for the Shulchan Aruch. We will look at the Shulchan Aruch later. The Shulchan Aruch is the short version, the summary, the bottom line of what Rav Yosef Karo wrote in the Beit Yosef. So the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch are divided into four sections. Or HaChaim is about daily life. Laws of prayer, laws of blessings, laws of Shabbos, laws of Yom Tov, laws of fast. Then you have Yoredeya. Those are the laws of kosher, non-kosher, vows, charity, meat, milk, the laws of learning Torah, honoring parents, the laws of ostracism, the laws of family purity. That's all Yoredeya, the stuff that rabbis are supposed to rule on. Then there's Choshen Mishpat, monetary matters. And then there's Evan Ezer, the issues of marriage. Okay, so this volume is all about marriage, Evan Ezer. And in the first chapter on Evan Ezer, okay, so we have the following. I want to read from the beginning just because it's very informative, even though what we need is in the middle of this first chapter. Well, just always good to start from the beginning. Yitbarach shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed is the name of the Holy One, blessed be He, shu chavetz betov b'riyotav. He wants what's good for His creatures. Sheyada shein tov l'adam liyot levado. God knew that it was not good for man to be alone, val ken asa lo ezer kenegdo. And that's why God created an assistant who is opposite Him. Ve'od ki kavanat ha-briya ba'adam kedei lifrot v'ribon. Furthermore, the intention of creation was for man to procreate. V'zei yifshar b'lo ha-ezer, and you can't do that without that wife. Val ken tzivau lidbok ba'ezer she'asa lo. And that's why Hashem says, connect with that, so to speak, assistant, that other part of you. Lekach hayav kol adam nisa isha. That's why every person must get married. Kedei lifrot v'ribot, in order to procreate. Shekol mi she'eino osek pe'priya v'rivya, whoever isn't trying to procreate, kilu shofech damim, it's as though he's spilling blood, tichtiv shofech dam adam, v'samich levatem puvu, Hashem aligns the commandment about murder with the commandment to procreate. So a person's supposed to bring children to the world and not diminish that. And by having more children, so we have a greater presence of Hashem among the Jewish people. And when a person is without a wife, so then our sages say all kinds of things about that person, that your fulfillment of your purpose in this world is through marriage. That's step one to fulfilling who you're supposed to be. We move forward. I'm skipping to the middle. Nose adam kama nashim. A person may marry multiple wives, says the Tur. Da'ama rava nose adam kama nashim. Rava taught one may marry multiple wives. V'hu de'efshar le'meikam b'sipukayu. But that's on condition that you could take care of them, that you could sustain them. You're responsible to feed, to clothe, to give a house, to give attention. Nonetheless, even though technically you could marry 100 wives, but our sages gave good advice. A person shouldn't marry more than 4 wives. So that you spend at least 1 week a month with each one, 4 wives. You can divide your time a little bit more. But where we have an institution not to marry more than one wife, holchim achar minhag, you have to go with that custom. So that's the custom in Ashkenazi. In most Sephardi communities, the Yemenites did not have this custom. Yemenites till today, some Yemenites have more than one wife. But I asked the Yemenite friend of mine, he told me it was only the agrarian, the lowest of the Yemenites, the respectable Yemenites also didn't have more than one wife. Was considered the people who were so poor that they couldn't get their life together, so they needed more people to work the field, to build the family. They married more than one wife. But even in Yemen, it was not considered a respectful thing to do. This is what a Yemenite friend of mine told me. But now we look at Rav Yosef Karo. And Rav Yosef Karo writes like this. It's quoted from the Ritva, who quoted his teachers, that where the custom is not to marry more than one wife, you may not marry another wife. Because it's very obvious that when she married you, it was with the understanding that you're not going to have another wife. If that's the norm, so then it's as though it's a built-in clause into the contract, into the marriage contract. She married you, assuming you're going to have a normal marriage. In this neck of the woods, no one has a second wife, so you can't do that. That's against your agreement with her. And, okay, so that's point number one, that it has halachic validity without the institution of the rabbis, just as a social norm. Okay? The Talmud says things that are assumed within an agreement, they also have halachic weight. You know, I tell you, I'm selling you a car. And you say, what type of car? And I say, a Mitsubishi. And you say, okay, how many miles does it have on? And I tell you. And then you say, how are the tires? And I say, they're new. And you say, how's the motor? And I say, it's brand new. And then we make the deal, and you pay me the 70,000 shekel. And then I bring you one of these electric cars, these golf carts. And I say, it's a Mitsubishi. It's got new cars. It's a new motor. It's got new wheels. Everything I said is true. Right, but it was pretty understood, it's self-evident, that you didn't mean a Mitsubishi little electric car. You meant a Mitsubishi, a real car, right? So there are things that are obvious within an agreement, and social norms are part of what's obvious. And then he says, okay, what about what he says, wherever there's an institution, you have to go by the local custom, that's obvious. And then he says like this, the Nimuka Yosef quotes the Ritva, and quotes a Tosfos that says that Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem, made a halachic prohibition, a curse on anyone who transgresses it, anyone that marries a second wife. And you have to enforce his institution. That's what he quotes. Then he quotes a Rashba. Okay, there's a big discussion here. What countries adopted this custom or that institution and whatnot? He says that in France, we never heard that people were limited to one wife. And he says a lot of respectable people here in France have second wives. So he says, you see, it never reached our neck of the woods. That's what the Rashba writes, that in Provence, we never heard of it. Okay, so then there's a big discussion about how far it goes. Okay, there's a little bit more here, but let's move forward to the Shulchan Aruch. So we just learned the Torah and the Beis Yosef. We didn't get that much information, right? Rabbeinu Gershom made a prohibition. Now we see Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Gershom, Shulchan Aruch writes, "Echrim el hanoseh al ishto." Rabbeinu Gershom made a halachic ostracization over anyone who would marry a second wife. So that's, now we have it quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The commentaries here write like this. This is where it starts getting interesting. Give me one more second, I gotta find it. Hatam, the reasoning, what you asked for, is explained in the commentaries on Ksubos because of inner fighting. That experience taught them that when people had two wives, it was disastrous for the home. So that's the logic behind it. It wasn't because of any prohibition. It's not because he was scared people would cause any transgression. It's just because it caused a lot of inner fighting. So that's what the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Hagot Maimoniot, or the Hagot Mordechai. There's one more source. Give me 1 second to see if I'll find it. Okay, I'm not finding it. There's further discussion that there was. Uh, there's another discussion as to what the reasoning is. There are more reasons given for it, but I don't want to say it without saying it inside. I have to look for it. There's, I don't want to say by heart. I want to find it inside. Okay. Okay. Say there. More questions on this point?